greatly appreciated. So BG's going to get the ball here to start the second half. Sky, what do they need to do on this first drive to try to put a little more distance between them and AH? And if you're the Hornets, what do you do to try to close this gap?
You know, I don't want to sound like the bearer of bad news, but for BG, you got to not make mistakes. You don't want to fumble the ball. You don't want to have those penalties that'll back you up, especially when you get the drive moving. So if they can do that, I've been very impressed with the way they move the ball. For Harpersville Afton, they've done a lot of really good things tonight. With the way they move the ball down the field, they just couldn't punch it in at the end. They make a stop defensively, but the guy gets tackled right on the goal line. So I think it's very much just what you've been doing, just finish the play, as some people will say. You just want to finish the play. And as I said, for BG, the key is definitely do not have those penalties or fumbles.
Getting set for the start of the second half, the Hornets will kick off. We'll see what the Bobcats can do now, going left to right on your radio dial to start this third quarter. They're in the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmet, the gray pants, the white trim. Afton Harpersville's in the white tops, the navy blue pants, the gold trim, the navy blue helmet with the gold Hornets logo on the side. And the ball drops right into about the 35-yard line, and sliding in was Beams, I believe. To hold on to that, Beams is a little slow to get up here. As there was some contact there as he was sliding in. He might have hit his leg on the first play of the second half here. Coaching staff is going to come out to have a look here. So we'll take a break. First play of the third quarter will be coming up. Beams slowly getting to his feet, but we'll still take a break. BG leading 14-0, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Ethan Beams walking off the field under his own power. So that's good to see. A little slight limp there, but just looked like the way he slid into that play might have been a little bit of a stinger there, I would say. So we'll hope that he's going to be back in the contest here as the training staff is helping him out now. So BG will have the ball going left to right here. Going to start on the 35-yard line. Yeah, I think just kind of a awkward slide there for Beams. Hope that he's okay. Very good athlete here for the Bobcats. Now he's looking at hopefully playing some college baseball next year is one of his plans. So now he's been taking some visits, so we'll see what happens for Ethan in the future. A handoff here on first down.
That's Kevin Lang with the ball.
Really nowhere to go for the Bobcats. As that was Kevin Lang running into a wall of Hornets there. Making the tackle was Devin Rao.
I think the proper term would be a nest.
A nest. He ran right into the Hornets' nest. He got stung in the Hornets' nest there. And they've done a good job on the line, despite, I think, being a little undersized here tonight against BG. We'll see how that goes in the second half, but that line has done well. And here is BG doing something well. Great running across midfield. A huge pickup of about 20 yards, I would say. Maybe just a little bit more. And, again, coming off the bottom of the pile there is number 42, Damon Seymour, doing some great running there for BG.
He's been very impressive tonight to me when he's run the ball. And it's never the first hit that seems to take him down. He just keeps going.
Yeah, he had, again, two or three guys just bouncing off of him there. As he gets into that second level, that's where he's a real handful. So Beams on the bench here. We'll hope that he's okay, talking to the coaching staff and the training staff. And a first down for the Bobcats. Their first drive of the third quarter with BG leading Afton Harpersville 14-0. Ball is on the 35. And another run up the middle. But again, the Hornets collapsing the pocket and nowhere to go as Zach DeCamp flying in there for the Hornets to make that stop.
And as you just got done saying, Nate, the Hornets' defensive line is definitely a little undersized, but they've been playing bigger than they are tonight, and it's been paying off for them without, you know, too big of gaping holes for the BG offense to get through.
Hornets coming in after a nice 20-12 victory over Deposit Hancock last weekend. So they were coming in flying high in this contest. BG trying to take a bite out of them here. And here is the defense for the Hornets trying to rip down Nolan Hawkins. He escaped it somehow and runs to the far side, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and gets a little bit out of that, maybe 3 or 4 yard pickup. He had to run about 20 yards to do that. I don't know how he got away from those tacklers.
That was impressive.
That was really impressive.
I don't know how he got out of it himself. And I said the same thing a few years ago, more than a few now, when I saw Eli Manning escape from the New England Patriots, and that was very much like the same thing.
You know, I was just thinking it was a play like you see in the NFL where a quarterback gets out of something, and you say, how did they do that? You don't often see it at this level, but a great run there by Hawkins because two Hornets, including Devin Rao, had him for a huge loss, and he got out of that. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. BG leads by a score of 14-0. A pass into the flat on the right side. Good completion. Crocker is on the tackle, and Boutis with the catch there for the Bobcats. So this will bring up a fourth down at about 3 to go here for the Bobcats. They're in Afton-Harpersville territory at the 34-yard line here. No, 36-yard line, excuse me. So the Bobcats lining up to get ready for it here. See if they can pick up a couple of yards and keep this drive going. They got the ball to start the second half, so they will definitely want to try to capitalize. They're going to get the first down by just a whisker here as Seymour working his way forward. I think that's going to be good. Yes, Whitehead is saying it is. Jacob Steiner was in there as well as Landon James, but they couldn't quite seal the hole in the Hornet's nest. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. You got me going on that now. I can't not say it. But a great move there by BG.
It's just like you and me with the Zebra Crew, a bull in a china shop.
You know, that's the stuff people remember. I see someone on the street. We can call this whole game and do all this nice stuff, and they'll say, you said something about a leopard head or something. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's. I'm glad you brought that away. Took that away from the broadcast there. And this is going to have to be Hawkins trying to run here, and he's caught in the backfield. The Hornets bring the house on the rush, and they bring him down. Sikowski led the charge.
That play right there by the defense is what we'd like to say, fine and dandy like cotton candy.
There you go. That was a well-done play there by the Hornets. Fine and dandy, as Sky said. He's been waiting for that one.
I had to get it in somewhere.
I love it, though. 35-yard line here. So this is going to be second down and about 12 to go here for BG. 8:45 to go, third quarter. BG leads Afton-Harpersville by a score of 14-0. Waiting for the snap is Hawkins in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, to the right. Hawkins is looking right, throws one up into the night sky. He's got a receiver. Oh, through the hands there of Parker Boutis. Oh, just he wants that one back. He had it. He had a good look at it and couldn't haul it in.
He does want that back, and you could tell immediately as soon as the ball went through his hands the way he reacted.
It was a perfect opportunity, thrown only where he could catch it, and it just popped through his hands there with 8.5 to go, third quarter, and the Bobcats still leading the Hornets by a score of 14-0. Third down and about 12 to go. Here for the Bobcats, again going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the gray pants here tonight. Afton-Harpersville, the white tops and the navy blue pants. And timeout's going to be taken here by the Bobcats. We will step away with 8.5 to go in the third. BG still leading 14-0 on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back out of the timeout. BG's going to throw over the middle. This is tipped and almost intercepted and almost caught by BG. Both teams had a good chance at it after it was initially tipped there by Nolan Crocker of Afton Harpersville. Incomplete, so going to be fourth down and 12 to go. BG is in Afton Harpersville territory, just over the 40-yard line here. They still lead 14 to nothing with about 8.5 to go in the third quarter. So this drive is kind of stalled out here, Sky.
Yeah, that was a great play by the Afton Harpersville defense. They almost got the interception there, and as you said, Bainbridge guy almost was in the right spot at the right time again and almost caught it himself.
Bobcats are going to punt this one away, it looks like. Reminds me of a play we saw down here a couple of years ago. We were doing a game on the radio, and there was a last-second pass, and BG was trying to knock it down, and it got knocked up into the air, and the opposing team was able to grab it. It was Delhi, and they ran it in for a touchdown. Almost that exact same spot on the last play of the game.
Wow.
That was a crazy finish. A flag on the punt here as BG kicked it towards the near sideline. We'll see what the call is. 8:20 to go, third quarter. Ethan Beam still warming up here on the BG sideline. And it's the Bobcats 14 and Afton Harpersville nothing.
It's right on the line of scrimmage, so I'm not... It looks like he's talking to the Harpersville coach, too, so...
Yeah, not exactly sure what our call is going to be here. It looks like it's going to be... Oh, it's going to be against BG.
Too many men on the field.
Yeah, too many men. Looks like it was declined by the Hornets. They just want the ball. And they are going to start at the 20-yard line here, Sky, as they go right to left. 8:20 to go in the third. First time we'll see the Hornets offense here in the second half. They trail 14 to nothing.
What do you think about those teams in the NFL that take a false start penalty to back their punter up just a little bit more?
I don't know.
I love when the other team declines it.
Yes, that's I was going to say. It always just turns into that game of, yeah, okay, we'll just decline it. So what I really like is when you're a team like the Bills and you just don't punt anymore. That's kind of more fun, I think. Here is a handoff to the outside here for Afton Harpersville. Good running on that right wing as they go right to left. And coming off the bottom of the pile there, we'll see who the running back was for the Hornets. Can't quite see over onto that far side. I believe it was Darren Florence, who's a very good wrestler for the Hornets, as that BGAH wrestling program continues to pump out very good wrestlers.
Wrestlers always make great tacklers in football.
Yes, they do. I think a key part of Tioga's success, they are now up 47-8 on Walton, look at the out-of-town scoreboard, is they are just filled with wrestlers in that program.
I was lucky enough to play with a few on my own football team, and I was just like, these guys just, they get low, they know what to do, it's great.
Hand off here on second down to the outside. And it looked like they went back to Crocker on that handoff. Again, some of these far side runs are a little bit hard to see. Those numbers being gold here for Afton Harpersville are also a touch hard to see from up here in the booth. With 7:15 to go in the third, and the Bobcats still leading Afton Harpersville 14 to nothing in the third quarter.
You must have an in for us play-by-play guys with Harpersville Afton and be like, can you change the color so we can see them a little better up here?
Yeah, that's always the hope, is it? Teams get new uniforms, you're able to see the colors. Good news for Beams down here. He's doing some sprints up and down the sideline and appears to have kind of shaken off that injury. As this is going to be a third down and about four to go here, they run it out into the flat. Going to be good for a first down. Just getting over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Pass was complete to Braden Saddlemeyer, and they move the sticks here for the Hornets.
Down.
Looks like Saddlemeyer might be cramping up here a little bit as he heads to the sideline, but he did his job. He got the first down. With 6.5 to go in the third quarter, still no score here in the second half for either team, but BG still leading 14 to nothing overall from those two scores in the first half. Now a timeout's taken by the Hornets with 6:20 to go in the third. As I said, BG still leading 14-0. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Harpersville, Afton with the ball. They'll try to run up the middle. Not much real estate to work with there at the 40-yard line.
Brought down by Gifford and Doyle.
Good tackling there by BG as they tried to run it right up the gut there. I still don't even know who had that handoff there for the Hornets. Florence came out of the pile there, but I don't think he had the ball. But really, just the runner got swallowed up by that BG defense. You're going to be a second down and about six to go. Ball is on the Hornets 40. They're going right to left on your radio dial. Here's they break the huddle. They trail 14-0 on the road, a division game tonight in Bainbridge with about 5.5 to go in this third quarter. Florence is in motion. They're going to give it to him. Cuts back to the inside, slips and falls, dives forward across the 40 to the 42. So third down and manageable here for the Hornets. About a third and 5 to go, I would say. Another injured player on the field here for the Bobcats. Again, with 5:22 to go in the third, trainer's going to come out to have a look, so we'll step away with our score, BG 14 and Afton Harpersville nothing. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. The little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Our injured BG player, I believe, is Caleb Brimmer here, being helped off the field. We will hope that he's okay. He is walking with the assistance of head coach Israel Warmer, also the training staff here. So appears to be okay, we hope. I think Ethan Beams is going to be coming back in here. He was our last injury person here, injured player for the Bobcats. He's got his helmet back on, so that's a good sign. 5:20 to go in this third quarter. BG still leading Afton-Harpersville 14-0. We're going to get back underway. A third down and about five to go for the Hornets, going right to left. They're at their own 40. They're going to hand it off. A run up the middle is going to be short of the first down. Very close, though, across the 45. And the inside handoff there going to Devin Rao. And so a fourth down and about one to go here. This is, you know, a pretty key fourth down, I would say, here, Sky, for the Hornets. Yes, only 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, but you're trailing 14-0. You got to get something going.
And it's not just that. It's the fact that the game has moved so quick. The clock has been continuously running, so you want to make sure you're doing something here before we get too late in the third quarter with a little under five left, because before you know it, it'll be the fourth quarter. It's still a two-possession game, so this is a big play, like you said.
Nate Lowell and Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDL. Thanks for listening online as well, WCDOsports.com. It is courtesy of SFCU. They're a big local sports sponsor here on CDO. So a fourth down and one to go. They're going to try to bowl one up the middle with Rao. Can he get to the outside? Stays on his feet. The BG defense trying to get to him, but he's just going to get enough, I think, to get to the 50. BG had two, maybe three chances at him, but head down running there by Devin Rao to pick it up.
And he knew he needed every little bit he could get on that. Way to fight forward.
Yeah, that was really nice. As I said, two or three BG players had a chance at him, and he moved the sticks because the Hornets really, really needed that. They could not give up that field position there to the Bobcats. 4 minutes to go in the third. BG still leading Afton-Harpersville by a score of 14-0 tonight under the lights in Bainbridge. A perfect fall evening here for high school football as we move into the month of October tomorrow. Hard to believe it's that time of year already.
I can believe it with the weather.
That's true. It has been chilly. Here's a great pass, and it's over to the far side, but over the head of his intended receiver, which is Jaden Uribe. That could have been an easy 6 points there for the Hornets, but the pass was just not there for AH.
He had him, too. The great speed out there and all that just sometimes just, you know, sometimes things are just almost too easy or too good or too open, you know, like not to admit this, but I was playing basketball this morning. I had a wide-open jump shot and missed it.
Well, and I would also say, too, I mean, I don't have this game experience of throwing a pass like that, but easier said than done, right? I mean, to loft it up there, to have the right velocity, the right hang time, to loft it in there, very hard thing to do.
To lead the guy right to where he's going to be. It's not where he's at, it's where he's going to be, and you have to know the speed and all that. And as a guy who couldn't throw more than 10 yards, I appreciate it.
So here's a second down and 10. They're going to go back to the running game, but BG collapses the pocket there. Maybe good for a yard or two. Running right up the middle then. There again it was Rao. 3.5 to go in the third. BG still leading 14-0.
I remember the first time I got playing football at a higher level, not like modified in Pee Wee, and it was first play at JV practice. Actually, my quarterback was a sophomore. I was in eighth grade, so I'd only known quarterbacks to kind of throw it to where you were. He was not happy with me about after the third time running a route saying keep going and stuff like that. And as a receiver, I wasn't used to it, like these guys being able to lead you down the field.
Sure.
and all that. But as you said, credit to the quarterbacks to know, like, that's where my aim point's got to be.
Third down and 9 here for the Hornets, going right to left. And we've talked about that a bunch this year, Sky, the difference between players coming up and adjusting to the speed and the skill of the varsity game. Sikowski throws it. He's got a man. It's complete. Good for Afton-Harpersville first down across the 40 to the 36. A good catch there by Uribe, and that's going to be a first down for the Hornets. Well done.
I've been very impressed by both quarterbacks tonight with throwing the ball.
Yeah, both have a really good-looking ball, good spiral, and so it's been impressive. Walton has sliced into the lead. It's 47-14 against Tioga. Start of the fourth quarter. That game is out at Tioga tonight. And so this will be the Hornets looking to break the huddle here with 2.5 to go in the third. Again, 47-14, that's an out-of-town score update. Tioga leading Walton in a game of two undefeated teams in the division tonight. Both these teams are in the same division as well, and BG leading 14-0 at the moment. First down and 10, a pitch to the outside. Good running by the Hornets, but a nice tackle there by BG. Tony Ladd coming up and tripping up the runner on the play, which was Deion Bashaw.
That might have been a touchdown saving tackle right there. He looked like he had some room to run on the outside. Great tackle by BG there.
You wonder, too, you know, Sky, both these teams have good numbers, but a lot of these guys have been on the field for every play of this game. How much gas are they going to have in the tank here with a $1.50 to go in the third?
We've talked about that a lot with the games we've done this year and the soccer game as well. It gets to be a lot when you're on every play.
Here are the Hornets on a second down and 9, going right to left. They're at the 35-yard line of BG. They're in BG territory. A fumble. Hornets are going to fall on it. Ball was on the ground. BG saying they might have it. I think the Hornets were able to fall on it, though, back at the 40. Nice fumble recovery there by Nolan Crocker, but a huge loss of yardage. It's going to be about 3rd and 15 coming up.
I want to give credit to the BG defensive end on that side of the field. There was a lead blocker coming to him. He two-hand punched, not actually punched. I'm sorry to clarify for listeners. There was no punches thrown. But two-hand punched into the lead blocker, pushed him back into the guy running the ball, and that's what caused that fumble.
So a minute to go in the third. BG still leading 14-0. Third down and 15 for Afton Harpersville, going right to left. They're in BG territory at the 40. Big play coming here. They're going to have a QB keeper running to the outside, picking up some good room here is Sikowski across the 30 to about the 28-yard line. He got a big chunk of that back. Clock is still moving as he didn't get out of bounds, so this is going to be a third down, I believe, here. Let's see where it's going to be spotted. Yeah, it's going to be fourth down and about 3 or 4 to go at the BG 30. Clock still moving, 25 to go.
That was a big play right there. He made fourth down that much more manageable for them.
So the ball at the BG 28-yard line, it looks like. 13 seconds left. Harpersville Afton is still not broken out of the huddle. Yes, they have now with 8 seconds left. They're going to waltz up to the line. I don't know if they're going to get this play off here, down to 3 seconds. Last play of the third. Somebody jumped.
Maybe. I don't see a flag.
No flag on the play. They get the play off. They run to the outside. Is it going to be enough for a first down? Boy, that was kind of a broken series there, Scott, in the third quarter.
I looked like someone jumped to me too, Nate, but he must not have actually crossed over the line. But it looks like they might have just gotten the first down too.
So they get the first down, it looks like. So we'll take a break. End of the third quarter. BG still leading 14-0. But when we come back to start the fourth, AH is driving. We'll be back on CDO.
You're proud of your local community. You have learned, lost, and loved in your hometown. We understand. We feel the same way. With 72 years of tradition, a history of excellence supporting our members through thick and thin, and an eye on the future, SFCU is your financial partner for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are here for you. Come see why so many in our area choose SFCU to make their banking easier. SFCU is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter here in Bainbridge. Our score is BG 14, Afton Harpersville nothing. Hornets are driving, though, here, Sky, and they have a first down after picking it up on the last play of the third quarter. So we flip ends of the field. Hornets now going left to right, and they are at the BG 25-yard line. Man in motion. They're going to look to throw on first down. They do to the right side. Pass is incomplete. A wobbly ball falls to the dirt there.
Brings up second down for the Hornets.
Yeah, 54-14 we're showing now for Tioga over Walton as they start the fourth quarter. And Tioga has scored on every possession they've had so far tonight at home against the Walton Warriors. So we appreciate those updates coming in, as a lot of people were interested in that game, and Tioga putting a stamp on that, showing everybody that they are still, as we talked about before, kind of the cream of the crop in the division here in Section 4, and there is a good reason they're the defending state champs. So this will be a second down and 10 to go for the Hornets, going left to right. They are deep in BG territory now, trying to get on the board and cut into this lead. Second and 10. They'll look to pitch to the outside for Florence. Cuts back to the inside. Boy, he takes a big hit there from guess who? Beams. Beams is back in the game here after being injured on the first play of the third quarter. Florence with some good running, but Beams met him shoulder to shoulder there, nice and clean. Good tackle.
Welcome back in the game, I
guess. Yeah, welcome back. Holy cow. That was a good, clean tackle. Both guys popped right back up, but a really solid collision there at about the 23-yard line. So third and long here for the Hornets, about third and eight, I would say. Early fourth quarter with BG leading Afton Harpersville 14-0. Nate Lowell and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO. Also, thanks to everyone listening online, WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU. And here is Sikowski under center on a third and eight. Man in motion from left to right. Rolls back, wants to throw to the left side. He's got a pass. It's knocked out of bounds. Coming over there was Caden Seymour. And fourth down coming for the Hornets. Huge play coming up here for AH.
Interesting play call on that one, Nate, because they're on the right hash and they were running a play that was going out towards the sideline on the short side of the field. Normally you'd like to go on the wider side where you have a little bit more room.
Yeah, they came to the near side. Don't know if it was designed that way or not, but pass was knocked away there by Ladd. And so a fourth down coming up. And, you know, AH has been deep in Bobcats territory a couple of times tonight, and they haven't been able to cash in. Let's see what they come up with here on a key fourth down. Just under 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and a timeout is taken here by the Bobcats with BG leading 14-0. We'll be right back. Fourth down coming up for the Hornets on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
10:57 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Next Friday night, we're going to have a good matchup. Unitico Franklin heading over to take on the Green Trojans. That'll be our Friday football game next week. And Sky and I are going to be doing a boys soccer game on Tuesday. Unitico Franklin hosting Afton Harpersville, who is a top 10 state ranked team. So that'll be a lot of fun at the U on Tuesday.
High demand for soccer.
You know, the people want it. We try to deliver. Fourth down coming up here for the Hornets. Out of that timeout, let's see what they draw up here. They're going to drop back. They try to throw into the flat on the far side. It's incomplete. And BG is able to hold on defense here with 10:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass was just a little wobbly, and they couldn't haul it in. And so the Bobcats will take over on downs here deep in their own end as they go right to left. They will start on their own 25. And a good job by the Bobcats. That was a long, long series there. And AH, again, just couldn't punch one in.
And credit again to BG's defense for making the adjustments and holding strong after a long drive down the field. We've seen it multiple times, as you said, by AH, driving down, getting in good position, but BG toughening back up, making the stop.
BG ahead by two scores now. I'll be very interested to see the attack here. Do they try to chew up a little clock here with the ground game, which has been pretty successful so far tonight for the Bobcats as they go right to left here? They're in the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmets, the gray pants. AH is in the white tops with the navy blue pants and the navy blue helmets here. Getting things set here on the left hash as BG goes right to left. Don't forget, after this contest wraps up tonight, we'll have our three awards during our post-game show for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Going to be a handoff here. They go to Beams, and nowhere to go for Beams at the 25-yard line. And so second down coming up here, but BG going to try to work some time off of this clock, I would think.
And credit to Beams again on his first play back in the game. Defensively made a big tackle to stop AH from a nice run that could have happened. Big hit, too. So credit to him for a big play here when they needed it most.
BG taking their time out of the huddle. Second down and 10. Going right to left. Going to look to hand it off up the middle. Good running forward here across the 30, out to about the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. And off the bottom of the pile there was Damon Seymour.
There's Damon Seymour.
Seymour's having a pretty nice season here for the Bobcats. Taking a look at his stats here. He has 90 yards rushing on the season so far. And as you said earlier, 5.3 yards per carry. That's very impressive.
I always like to see that stuff. That means every time he gets the ball, he's getting about 5 yards. That's great.
Third down and 4 to go here for the Bobcats. They try to chew up some clock. Hawkins to the outside throw is going to be very close to a first down. Pass was complete there to Caden Seymour. And it looks like they're going to move the chains here with 9.5 to go in the fourth. Nice little rollout completion there for the Bobcats. 14-0 score here. Other injured player from earlier, Caleb Brimmer, still sitting on the bench talking to the trainers here, so it looks like maybe we will not see him again tonight. Still in full pads, though, so that's good to see. So first down coming up here for the Bobcats. Again, taking their time back in the huddle, working some clock here with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 14-0 lead for BG over visiting Afton-Harpersville here in this division game. The Bobcats looking for their first win of the season. They come in at 0-3, and AH came into tonight's game at 1-2. Waiting for the snap here, going to be a little sweep to Beams on the outside. Looking to get to the edge. Beams is tackled.
Beams tries to get to the edge.
Maybe back to the line of scrimmage here or a gain of one. Brought down on the play there by Braden Sikowski, who was in chase, as well as Hunter Smith for Harpersville. 8:20 to go in the fourth. Again, in case you're just joining us, BG with two touchdowns in the first half, one in the first quarter, one in the second. No scoring so far by either team here in the second half, and BG leading 14-0 here on their home turf. One of the nicest grass fields in Section 4, I would say. That's for sure.
I would absolutely agree with you. When I was helping out with Walt, I was obviously down the field. Beautiful grass field.
Yeah, really well taken care of. BG on an inside handoff on second down at about 9, and they would pick up about 7 yards here. Again, doing the work.
Damon Seymour
works it out to about the 44-yard line. That clock still continuing to run down to 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And BG with a two-score lead, 14-0. And all the Hornets can do is stand and wait for them to break the huddle. I mean, that's got to be such a tough place to be if you're the Hornets. All you can do is look at that clock, just continue to work down.
Yeah, you want the ball back. You've been driving it. At some point, you feel like you're going to punch it in.
Here's third down. They're going to throw it back to the near side, complete to Beams. He's at the 50, to the 40. Beams to the 30, still on his feet, 25-20 before he's roped out of bounds. What a play call there by the Bobcats. A lot of creativity, but we do have a flag way down back by the line of scrimmage.
That flag is going to be roughing the passer.
Okay. So a late hit there. I was watching Beams. What did you see in the backfield there?
Quarterback got rid of the ball after a great play. I want to first establish that. The quarterback rolled out to the right, threw back to the left. Great play design. Guy from the defensive line for the Hornets there went in late, brought the quarterback down, flag thrown.
That was a really nice play because all night, if BG is rolled right, they have somebody on the right wing that catches that pass. This is the first time we've seen him go back opposite across the field.
And Beams looked like he was moving pretty good on that play, too. So that's good to see, you know, with whatever injury that was exactly. Always good to see an athlete back out there.
So after the penalty yardage is tacked on, this is going to be a first and 10 at the 10. So it's a first and goal for the Bobcats going right to left as we come up on 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. BG leads 14-0, looking to add to it here. They'll try to run it up the gut, nowhere to go. The Hornets collapsing on the pocket there. But BG is in really good position here after that long pass play to Beams. And the extra yardage by the roughing the passer has put them in a really good spot. And so 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 14-0 lead here for BG over Afton-Harpersville. And the Bobcats trying to give this nice home crowd something to cheer about here on a nice Friday night in Bainbridge. Waiting for the snap on a second down and goal to go at the 10-yard line. Hawkins cuts back to the inside. Hawkins still on his feet. He's in for a BG Bobcats touchdown. His second one on the ground tonight. And it's a 20-0 lead for BG with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Nicely done there by Hawkins. You know, the last touchdown he scored, he went to the outside to go for the pylon. This time, cut back inside. It was the right move.
No, I was just going to say that was absolutely a great read by him there to cut it back up the middle, reading the defense and where they were, and then find that soft spot.
Now he's going to be trying the extra point duties. Hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good.
Kick is good.
Beams is limping off the field here again, but he's done a lot of good work here tonight, and he's kind of gutting it out. So with 6.5 to go in the fourth, it's BG 21 and Afton-Harpersville nothing on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our score after that BG touchdown, 21-0. The QB keeper by Nolan Hawkins, he runs it in. And again, BG leading Afton-Harpersville 21-0 with 6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this is going to be a long boot down the field. Rolls out of bounds at about the 10. And so Afton-Harpersville down three scores. Can the BG defense seal this up here and try to protect this lead on their home field? It's looking good right now if you're a Bobcats fan.
Absolutely is, and they're going to be very happy with the way that their team has played tonight, both offensively and defensively. I would say defensively even more. Even as Afton-Harpersville has driven down the field, the Bobcats defense has made it very difficult for them to actually punch it in.
Yeah, the Hornets have had several nice drives tonight, and they've just kind of stalled out, and the BG defense has made things very, very difficult for them. So 6:23 to go in this capacity crowd here tonight at BG, waiting to try to celebrate at the end of this contest here. They're looking for their first win of the year. They've had a really tough schedule to start off this year in the division and very hungry to pick up a win here tonight on their home field. So the Hornets are going to have to move quickly, down three scores, 21-0, late in the fourth quarter with about 6.5 to go. They hand off to Florence. Good running to the outside. He's brought down as he works his way up to about the 38-yard line. Darren Florence, the junior from Harpersville. He's done a really nice job on the wrestling mats the last couple of years, making states. And you can see why. But he's making states in the small weight categories, and that doesn't always help you on the football field. But you can see he's a tough runner, that's for sure.
How do you remember, like, all this stuff? That's really impressive.
Well, they pay me to do it all day, so I guess it just sticks in there. Going to be a handoff on the outside. Nowhere to go, really, for Dion Bashaw, and he's tripped up with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Third down and about 7 to go. I think the real answer to that, not all joking aside, is it's fun. You start following these kids, and, you know, it's like how some guys are really good about knowing the pro teams. You know, that's how it is for me with the high school teams. I just love it.
It's just impressive, though, because there's so many that you cover, but it's like all sports, though, at the same time. So, like,
that's true.
I'm amazed by it.
Yeah, it's I don't know, if you ask me to solve a math question or a science problem, no, but if you ask me where Darren Florence is as a wrestler, I could probably tell you. He runs to the outside here and has nowhere to go, and the ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a late flag here. I think BG got a little too late on that tackle, I would say, to the outside with 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And if you're BG right now, you just don't need that, right? You just don't need that because you have this lead. You would stop the player for the run, and things just got a little heated there.
I'm not sure what they're going to actually call it, because I saw pushing and after the play from both sides. This is always tough for me with what an official's going to call. You don't know if it was the tackle,
mm-hmm.
and then stuff after that, too. You never know.
Yeah, it was something said in there. Who knows?
Well, that
probably that's very true.
There's always something said. Is it bad enough for a flag to get thrown?
Noah Patton was in on that, and he was visibly upset there for BG. We'll see what the call is here exactly. I haven't seen necessary roughness against BG. And so that's tough because they had him at a third down and a loss, and now it's going to be a first down and some yardage here for the Hornets with 4:50 to go.
And what's interesting is that's the only penalty that was called.
And Coach Lormer is not happy about that. He's kind of shaking his head. But, boy, this is going to put the Hornets up at the 50-yard line. It was very close to see if that runner was still in bounds. Was the hit late? Was it not hit late? But there was a lot of extracurriculars after that for whatever reason.
And none of them they felt like were enough for a penalty.
So it's going to be a first and 10 for the Hornets. They'll hand it off at midfield. Good running forward across the 45 into BG territory at the, I would say, about the 42-yard line. Good running on the play there by Marcus Chavez, it looked like. So we've seen a couple of new guys come in here and get some runs. Coming up on 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. BG leading 21-0 over Afton Harpersville. And time is really getting short here for the Hornets tonight. Of course, they were coming in off a nice win over Deposit Hancock. You know, what's interesting is the top half of the division looks so tough. Walton, Delhi, of course, Tioga. But that middle half of the division is going to be fun. There's going to be some real good games in there this year because everybody's pretty even across the board when you look at it from some of the teams that we've seen. A run up the middle here for the Hornets. Nowhere to go at the 40-yard line. And brought down on the play was the running back once again, Marcus Chavez.
And I agree with that in regards to the middle part of the division because we're probably going to see a lot of very close games, especially that we're a couple games now that we're a couple games into the season. Teams have figured out and coaches have figured out these are the type of plays that work. These are where the guys are best fit. This is when it gets really good.
Yeah, I think when you look at Sydney, BG, AH, Deposit Hancock, there's going to be some really good games between those teams. So I'm hopeful that down the stretch we're going to see some good games from the teams that have seemed to start to pull away already, the Tiogas, the Waltons, the Delhis, and then this middle tier as well as they try to make the playoffs. Florence running to the outside here, bounces from right to left. Florence still on his feet, gets to the outside. He's still got some room before he's knocked out of bounds inside the 20. And Florence doing some great running. We do have an injured AH player here with 3:17 to go in the fourth. But Florence, the smallest guy on the field, just picked up about a 25-yard run. And the Hornets player slow to get up here, but appears to be okay. Trainer's going to help him. Injured player was Jacob Steiner from Afton Harpersville. He's an Afton student. He's had a heck of a night in there. He's been on just about every tackle that AH has had. A little shaken up after that play. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. 3:17 to go in the fourth, a 21-0 lead here for BG. I just wanted to say there was a really good soccer game tonight between Oneonta and Owego Free Academy. Both games, this is Oneonta's only two losses are to Owego. They just lose 4-3 tonight in the last couple of minutes of that ball game. Big homecoming weekend up there at OHS, but that's a game I would have loved to have seen. They lost last time to Owego on the road with 17 seconds left, so tough one.
Boys, girls?
Boys, excuse me. Yep, boys soccer. Boys and girls having a nice season up there at OHS, as they normally do on the soccer field. Florence running into the pile here, but has nowhere to go, and he is brought down by the BG defense. And that was a good job by the Bobcats to just close that hole up with 3 minutes to go.
Second down, Hornets.
And so this will be a second down for the Hornets here. That clock really starting to become an issue here with 2:45 to go in the fourth, and BG with a comfortable 21-0 lead. And so this is going to be a second down and 10 to go. Going to run to the outside here, and again, BG coming in to make the tackle. Nice job on the outside. Joe Doyle excited about making that shoestring tackle right there. You love to see it.
You do love to see stuff like that, Nate.
Out-of-town score here, Green on top of Unadilla Valley, 18-6, about 10 minutes left in that game. And so the Trojans, they've had some bad luck this year. They've had two weeks where they had open dates, and not because they planned it that way. So a couple of games got yanked out from underneath them at the last minute. So good to see Green playing again here tonight. They had to play one of their out-of-division games. They went to Tupper Lake, 4 hours on the bus.
Wow.
In the early part of the season. So they put the road miles on, that's for sure.
And that's never easy. You have to ride that long on a bus. That's
not exactly a main road to Tupper Lake either. You had to be up and down and sideways. And
yeah, I get car sick. I couldn't have made it.
That would have been a long one. Hornets trying to throw here on third down, and Sikowski is going to get away from everybody here. Cuts back to the inside before he's brought down inside the 5-yard line. Sikowski looked like he was going to take it to the house with a minute 20 to go, but the Bobcats just got him at the last second there.
And that is a true story. I do get car sick pretty easily, and so that would have not worked out for me.
That's a long bus ride up to Tupper Lake.
I think I told you that story about going when I went to Myrtle Beach, and the guy said, all right, reel him in. I thought, oh, we're done. We're going to go try to catch sharks.
Well, we've talked about that before. Being out on a boat like that is, boy, that's a different kind of seasick.
Doesn't matter. Let me tell you what. And a 4-hour trip on a bus like that.
Yeah,
woo.
That's really tough, that's for sure. We all remember those bus rides, I'm sure. Going to be a handoff here for the Hornets to the outside. Can they bull their way in? Going to be very close with 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like a touchdown to the outside. I think that was Dion Bashaw getting in for Afton Harpersville with 39 seconds left.
That was a late call.
Yeah, that was a late call. There was a lot of bodies to work out of the way there.
But Harpersville Afton with a great drive here to finish up the game. We've seen them drive down the field numerous times tonight. Happy to see them punch it in here to finish it up.
Yeah, that was a great job. Also, to not be denied, you know.
Right.
You want to put some points on the board here. There's only 39 seconds left. BG is going to win this ball game, but well done by the Hornets to not be denied on this last drive.
You know, you say the bus trips. Luckily for Oneonta, we just get on an interstate most of the time and straight down.
Those are still, you know, Oneonta, it's not known, I think, by some of the smaller schools, the travel that Oneonta and Norwich have. Those are some long, long bus trips for those teams to play in the stack.
Oh, yeah. I remember every single night you're getting on the highway, you know, and on a bus that tops out at 55.
Yeah. The extra point is good, so good kicking game by both teams here today. 21-7 now our score. 39 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with the final 39 seconds when we come back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 39 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll have one last kickoff. Afton Harpersville getting on the board, but it's all BG right now. 21-7, the lead for the Bobcats over the Hornets. Looks like the Bobcats will get their first win of the year to improve to 1-3, and the loss will bring Afton-Harpersville to 1-3. So, as we said, the middle of the division is certainly going to be a good matchup for a lot of those teams, the Sydneys, the BGs, the Afton-Harpersvilles, Deposit-Hancock. It's going to be fun with some of those teams. They're going to be battling it out for the middle positions, I would say, in the division. And I don't want to say that one of those teams might not rise up by the end of the year and really be in a good position for the playoffs. So
you never know. I mean,
yeah.
It's a very balanced division, I would say. I mean, obviously we've seen Tioga, what they did tonight, but really very much balanced. And you never know. You always hate this, but an injury to a key player or something like that, you never know what could happen.
Kickoff here for the Hornets. They're kicking it off left to right. They try a little onside kick. It's going to roll out of bounds. And so BG will be able to pick it up there with 30 seconds to go. Clock is continuing to run here, and it looks like that might be it here for the Bobcats. They're now going to stop it with 25 seconds left, come out and take a knee here, and a nice win tonight by Bainbridge-Guilford to find a way to come in. Tough start to the season for the Bobcats, but they would not be denied here tonight.
No, and it was great for their fans tonight. They packed it out, as we said. Great showing, beautiful night. Great to get a win on your home field.
And so the Bobcats will be coming out here at about midfield. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up, our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and Echo Brands of Sydney. And so the crowd enjoying this one last play as they will take a knee, and the Bobcats, with a week of preparation, get the victory here tonight, 21-7. Over Afton-Harpersville. We will be back with the post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time as Bainbridge-Guilford defeats Afton-Harpersville 21-7 here for a division victory tonight at BG. Beautiful night for high school football and a big win tonight for the Bobcats. Scoring summary quickly as we'll run through this. Three scores in a row for BG. They scored two touchdowns in the first half. The first one was in the first quarter, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Hawkins to Noah Patton, made it 7-0. Second quarter, it was Nolan Hawkins with about a 10-yard TD run to make it 14-0 as he lunged for that pylon in the corner of the end zone. It was scoreless in the third quarter, still a 14-0 game. And then in the fourth quarter, Hawkins made it 21-0 for BG on another QB keeper from about 10 yards out. This time he cut it back to the inside. So two touchdowns on the ground from Nolan Hawkins and one through the air. Afton-Harpersville was able to score with 39 seconds left. Deion Bashaw on a 5-yard TD run to cut it to 21-7, and that was our final score. So let's get into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. I think I'd like to go with Nolan Hawkins tonight. He was great here for BG. The two touchdowns on the ground and then the one through the air, so we'll give our offense award to Nolan Hawkins.
Great night for him all around. Very impressed by him. Couldn't agree more with that selection.
Next up tonight is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. I have two choices here. I don't know who I'm going to go with. Two guys on BG. You got anything? We haven't talked about this off the air, so.
I don't like when you do this to me. Who are the two you're picking between?
All right, I had two guys in mind. I had James Agroyan, who was very good for BG. I also had Ethan Beams, thinking back on that big hit that he had.
That was a big stop right there, with Harpersville Afton driving down the field. And he did a lot of very good things, but that was a huge play coming right back in off the injury. But
Let's go Beams. I think that hit was huge.
Okay.
So we'll give Ethan Beams our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. Finally, to wrap it up, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and a community partner. I think I'd like to go with Braden Sikowski, the QB for Afton Harpersville tonight. He had so many good throws, did a little bit of everything, and when he used his feet, boy, if he had run more tonight, this might have been a different game. Who knows?
He impressed me a lot tonight, as we talked about early on, with a couple of the arm angles that he had when he was throwing the ball. And as you said, a couple of his runs were just, I was very impressed by him tonight.
So we'll give Braden Sikowski from Afton Harpersville our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. So that's going to do it. Sky 21-7, BG tops Afton Harpersville. We'll be back with soccer on Tuesday and then football next Friday night.
Yeah, I can't wait to do the soccer game again. It was fun the first time, and we'll see how it goes this Tuesday.
If you're looking for more scores from tonight or tomorrow, you can check out NateLull.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at NateLull. And that goes for the rest of the week as well. If you're looking for soccer, field hockey, volleyball, cross-country, football scores, go to NateLull.com, or also you can get there from WCDOsports.com. You'll find the logo there. You can just click on it. I put up a new podcast episode today with longtime, now retired Edmiston baseball coach Ron Tazier. He's one of the best. They won a state title in 2005. They had a two-year stretch in Edmiston where they were 50-1, and we got to talk all about that. It was really, really fun. So check that out. A really good episode for one of the Tri-Valley greats, Ron Tazier. So, again, our final score here tonight, 21-7. Guy, thank you to you, and we'll definitely see you next week.
This was a lot of fun again. Thanks for having me, Nate, and we'll see you next week.
Also, thank you to Craig Stevens and our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. One last time, BG 21, Afton Harpersville 7. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good weekend from WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader for the Tri-Counties.
Classic hits and today's best music. 100.9 and 92.3 FM. WCDO.